Well, Radio St. Pete, I have the amazing Nick Steele here with me today, the executive editor of St. Pete Life magazine. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
You know, we're celebrating Radio St. Pete Day, and the station is so proud to partner with St. Pete Life magazine and with Nick and Beth Ann Drake, the publisher who started the magazine in 2017. She had the vision, Nick, that downtown St. Pete and the city of St. Pete was the place to be. Tell us a little bit about that vision.
So what I think is amazing is that that many years ago, Beth Ann could foresee all of this and could foresee the excitement and the energy that was coming to the area. And she saw there were lots of great publications all around the Tampa area, but not one that focused, as you said, just on St. Pete. And one of the things that was really apparent in this issue, putting this issue together, is there's so much excitement. I mean, the New York Times piece that came out about St. Pete, there's just so much that is happening, the different folks moving in, and the, you know, just the visitors are coming back, whether we're ready for them or not. So it's just amazing. And she's been able to, you know, at a time when print is very threatened, print publications, she's been able to not only survive, but thrive during that period. And that's what I'm really proud of.
Well, you know, survive and thrive. We're at Thrive DTSP, a co-working studio. You're at another co-working studio in downtown, aren't you?
We are. We do have a co-working space downtown. You know, it's funny. We've all, I think, become accustomed now to working sort of half at home and half in a space like this. And it's I miss the old whiteboards and all the things that came with an office. But it's a hybrid for sure.
That reminds me of Joe Berdeau, our general manager, who today is point for the entire day of Radio St. Pete Day, when he said on Fox to Linda Hurtado and got a giggle, "I wanted to start an old-timey community radio station as my encore chapter." Well, you know what? Local is king. Hyper-local is king. Joe, you, Beth Ann have all proven that local content with global ideas works. And speaking of global, you have Angela Bassett on the March-April cover. Tell us about the next issue that is hitting the stands now.
So we're super excited to have her. And, you know, obviously she's a hometown hero for a lot of people. A lot of people don't even know that she grew up here. But she was here at a really pivotal time in the history of St. Pete. And she comes back quite frequently and is still in love with the community. And, you know, I mean, it was so funny. One of the first things she said to me was, "I love my St. Pete." And, you know, and she talked about the Berg quite a lot. And, you know, it's one of those things that's very heartening, and it's nice to see. She also recognized the growth and was talking a little bit about, you know, how the traffic has changed and how, you know, all these things are affecting the way daily life is here. But in this issue, I think you'll get a lot of perspectives, you know, like Rob Bowen, who's a sort of leading trendsetter and interior designer. You know, he grew up here, and he said, you know, back when he was a kid, you just didn't come downtown. You know, there was nothing really to come downtown for. So he's excited, and a lot of people are excited. And sure, it's measured growth, but I think what's happening here is so vibrant, and that's what we want the magazine to reflect, is the vibrancy. And like you said, the global thinking around it.
Well, you know, it's just incredible to see homegrown hero Angela Bassett. And throughout the magazine, you honored us by having a Babe Ruth piece. Joe Berdeau covered that, 100 years celebration, centennial. Radio St. Pete was part of that. Rui Farias, who also has a podcast, Historically St. Pete. And then you gave a little space to our music, which we were thrilled about, and Stephen Riordan and Jake Kolb. Tell me a little bit, walk us through some of the other things that are in the magazine that the listeners can look forward to.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to look, as you said, at the history of St. Pete. And one of the things we looked at was the meddling exhibit, which has been on for a while over at the History Museum. But because people are so excited about it, it's been extended. And it's such an interesting piece of, you know, if you get to a chance to go visit, it's so interesting to see these women who've kind of been largely forgotten by history or ignored a little bit. And, the, you know, the title obviously comes from women shouldn't meddle in things that aren't their affairs, which is such a horrible, terrible, you know, lineage. But what a fun way to spin it on its head. So, you know, there's the nice thing about what's happening in St. Pete is I think there's an acknowledgement of the growth, and there's, you know, we also covered, Ernest Hooper covered the CEO build for Habitat, and, you know, it's super meaningful, and we hear a lot from people that this company did this for us, or this company, but they don't necessarily even want the credit for it because everyone understands we're still recovering the impacts that we suffered. And, you know, it's just, for me, as a relatively newcomer, 3 years here, you know, I'm always attracted to the vibrancy and the cooperative spirit. You know, it's funny, Rob Bowen I just mentioned, but Lisa Gilmore is also in the issue, and they're both, you know, real stars of the interior design world. I went to a party a couple of days after interviewing both of them, and they were there together, and there was a whole group of folks that were just collaboratively supporting one another. And, you know, that's what I love about the community here.
Well, it is Women's History Month, and so it's an International Women's Day is March 8th. And so let's, first of all, shout out to Beth Andrake, yep. who an equestrian, someone who gives back to the community. I know that Heels for Heels is coming up, and yes. St. Pete Life Magazine is very involved with that. But I love that you celebrated vintage, recycle, repurpose, and you walk the streets. So tell us about your little walkabout.
So I'm frequently, I wander into shops and just sort of present myself and have a conversation and try and learn about the person's business. But you know what's funny is the recurrent theme of this issue was that, so Angela Bassett said she loves to do that. She loves to go and walk the vintage shops and go into all these little, these places. Lisa Gilmore incorporates it into her designs. And then you have these two fabulous new stores that couldn't be sort of more different. I mean, Stella Bright is this very curated environment where it's historic pieces. And then you have this great boho quality to I Am So Not Cool, which she brings from the market environment. Cheryl, who runs that business, and she's so much fun. And there's so, and, but there's so many great women. Yala Ford has the amazing exhibit over at the James, and we had a great chat with her, and there'll be more from her because there was just too much to even contain in one issue.
Well, you know, I saw that Art Pool, too, is another one who has been down here. And, you know, Radio St. Pete, I don't know if any of you know this, but it was started on the 4th of July in 2013.
Oh, wow.
And this is our one-year anniversary of the studio, but we have studios on the Gulf beaches. And so, you know, to see companies like Art Pool, which was there from the beginning, Pieces of a Dream there from a beginning. There were so many women who started businesses. And tell us a little bit about how St. Pete celebrates women in business and women entrepreneurs. You had this in your last issue.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, obviously we celebrate leadership and community involvement of any kind. But, you know, I don't know if I just have a soft spot in my heart because I was raised by a family of women, but they're creators and they're nurturers. And I was just on social media, which I try to do as much as I walk the streets, to read people's posts and try and, you know, like think, okay, that's so interesting. Because this business started as a vintage shop and now has become a full-fledged boutique. And over 7 years or 14 years, whatever it was, this person had grown the business. And, you know, just that little like, that little support of going in and checking it out the next time you're wandering by, that's what all of these businesses need, everyone in our community. But yes, the women are the creators, I think.
And you celebrate another woman who we love, our former vice mayor, CEO Dr. Kanika Tomlin, the foundation president for Healthy St. Petersburg. Tell us a little bit about this article.
So that article is in celebration of Nick Davis, who sadly passed, who's an artist that they have a permanent collection at the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete, which I wanted to give the foundation at least a page, if not more, in every issue. Part of that is our real ongoing effort for diversity and inclusion. You know, it's something that Angela Bassett talked about too, and you know, her time here in St. Pete was very different. So when I was asking her about you know, how she felt about young people who looked up to her, she said two things that really resonated with me. One was that she didn't want to say, like, look beyond the fence posts and all of that, because some people really want to be here and invested in their community. They're very that this is their the place where they feel the most at home and the most invested. And she wanted that to be, you know, something that she didn't just say, like, yeah, keep looking for Hollywood, you know, your break is coming or whatever, or you can get out of town. She was saying, look here and invest here. But also she said when, you know, she had an early mentor who invested in her and encouraged her. And she said, when someone speaks, you know, good into your life that way, it has a profound impact.
So, you know, our friend Marcia Biggs, who is retired as editor but still writing, did a great story on the St. Petersburg Museum of History, the women who built St. Pete.
Yep.
And so many women mentioned the St. Petersburg Women's Club.
Yes.
Is featured in this. Tell us a little bit about that. And I think that they just reopened, by the way.
They did. They had some storm damage and they just recently reopened. They're having an event coming up. And the thing that's amazing is when you read that article, you know, Marcia's laid it out very well. When that club first opened, again, it was this attitude of we don't need another women's club. There was one in town, which it's long survived and long surpassed. And they're doing all this wonderful stuff in the community. And it's funny, they had a tie to Babe Ruth as well. He was a big supporter of that club and their efforts. So, you know, it all sort of – that's what I'm saying. The collaborative spirit here is amazing.
And I love that you've covered – it's such an important time, and March is the time to look at this, Colon Cancer Month, and you have a huge article on that. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Jennifer. I'm not going to say her name right. Iscu?
You know, I don't even know. I don't know how to pronounce that, and I'm like you. I'm not going to dare. So we have great partners at Orlando Health, and they, you know, we go back and forth and have conversations. Again, they're a wonderful partner for us in the sense of we want – what's going to be in people's minds. And that's not always an easy topic to talk about. We talked about how do we figure out how to bridge this, because it's so important to be checked early and it's so important to maintain that kind of care.
And, you know, speaking of care, you have a wonderful piece called Hope Delivered about a nonprofit that is helping children, seeing storm-damaged streets and lined with toys, stuffed animals, and personal belongings. Teddy Ray Barber was inspired to make a difference. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, following the storms, just a regular person who wanted very much to make an impact on, she says in the piece, and I think it's really important to recognize that for a lot of children, this is the first real profound experience they'll have with loss. And those belongings, which seem like, you know, we see them on the street being discarded, they seem like junk or garbage, they really make a difference. So those backpacks that they create for them, you know, they support them in different ways. They're not just, they're supporting their spirit as much as they're supporting them, you know, with the actual items.
So if you're just tuned in to Radio St. Pete, I'm here, Nanette Weiser, your host, with Nick Steele, the executive editor of St. Pete Life magazine. What's coming up next in the next issue, Nick?
So we're it's called Your Best Life, which examines wellness and health from the perspective of I think we're in a time in our culture and our history where we need so much self-care, and that is what we're going to be looking at with the next.